Hi, and welcome to another Anfield Rap special. I'm Josh Sexton, joined by Craig Hannon, and we are here at the Mercedes-Benz Junior Cup 2019. I'm delighted to be joined by our tour guide for the whole time, the man who has seen us through the whole process and been absolutely delightful throughout as well, Max Jacob Ost. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah,
perfect. Nice. Max is a Bayern Munich fan, and he's been the sort of organiser of this whole thing for us, making sure that we're very looked after, and we have been very looked after, so thank you very much for that, Max. But we had a very interesting chat on the first night we got here over admittedly a couple of pints, a couple of beers, but one of the things we started off with, because it's always interesting as Liverpool fans, is that the perception of Jurgen Klopp in Germany, because I mean, we were sat at the dinner table last night, and you see on Sky Sports there's sort of rolling news about Jurgen Klopp's press conference ahead of the Wolves game, and you think, when me and Craig aren't even taking the Wolves game serious and German TV are, then there must be some sort of good impression of him over here.
Yeah, German media is very proud of Jurgen Klopp, and they are proud that they have again a great German coach. I mean, there are some guys coming up, but Jurgen Klopp was one of the first. And he really changed a lot in German soccer. He was the one who succeeded in being superior to Bayern Munich for at least two seasons, which not a lot of teams have done in the last couple of years. And therefore, the German media, the German fans are very keen to see how he is doing at Liverpool, because everybody knew it would be his biggest step. It would be by far the biggest challenge for him in his entire career, in his career until now. And if he is doing as great as now, of course, they like to cover even the press conference before the Wolves game.
And obviously there's the added sort of incentive, particularly for yourself as a Bayern fan, of Jurgen Klopp going up against Pep Guardiola again. We talked about this last night on your podcast as well, that it feels sort of strange that Klopp and Pep, I should say, were rivaling each other, and Pep was one of the first ones to sort of challenge Klopp as a Bayern Munich manager. Before that, he sort of seemed to have Bayern Munich's number, didn't he? And now it's almost the other way around, where Manchester City had this sort of dominance and now Klopp is the one challenging that. It's very interesting, I suppose, from a German perspective to see that.